A new state policy this week means that Pennsylvania's medical marijuana patients can now access the medicine in dry leaf form. Let's look at attitudes in general around marijuana with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Although medical marijuana only is available in Pennsylvania, there does seem to be this growing sense that states are embracing even recreational marijuana. Where do attitudes stand on it at this juncture?
Well, medical marijuana is a no-brainer. For a number of years now, we've been finding in other pollsters 75% plus of Americans say yes to legalizing marijuana for medical uses, as in Pennsylvania. But the big change in attitudes has been the increase in support for legalizing marijuana in general, we might say for recreational use. Our latest update, 64%. We don't have to go back too far in time to find 12% who favored legalizing it. That was back in 1969. But even as recently as 1996, it was only 25%. And it really only broke through the 50% barrier over the last 5 or 10 years. So we clearly have a majority, in fact, almost two-thirds of Americans now, Dave, who say yes to doing what states like Colorado and Massachusetts and others have done, and that is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Why don't we stay on the topic of consumables? What do you know about Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, recently, Dunkin' Donuts, in fact, this week, announced their first gluten-free product. How's that? I believe it was a brownie of some kind. So that led us to say, well, I wonder how many Americans are really attempting to eat gluten-free. And we found a higher percent than you might imagine. The number is up to about 20-21% who say yes, they try to include gluten-free foods in their diet.
In a more general sense, how many Americans say they are consciously trying to eat healthy?
Well, a lot of Americans, of course, tell us they try to eat healthy. 92% of Americans say, yes, we absolutely try to include vegetables and fruits in our diet. Whether they do or not, of course, is a different question, but clearly Americans are aware of what they should be doing. Also, very high scores, they try to include chicken much more than beef. Mediterranean diet, fish, 75% of Americans say they try to include fish in their diets and so on and so forth. And a lot of Americans say they actively try not to include sugar in their diet. Americans are aware of what nutrition experts would tell them about what they should be eating, even if they don't do it.
Is there a growing appetite for organic fruits and vegetables?
It's high. 47% of Americans say they actively try to include organic foods in their diet. That skews, as you might imagine, kind of elitist, I might say. It's much higher on the East Coast than it is elsewhere in this country, people trying to get organic foods. And it also is higher among people who have higher levels of education, and it's also higher, is this a shock, among liberals.
Frank, does the East Coast similarly see a preponderance of those who claim to be vegetarian or vegan?
There's not much difference in terms of self-proclaiming one to be a vegetarian or vegan by region of the country. There's actually not a lot of difference by a lot of variables. I just looked at the data. Young people are a little more likely than others to say yes. And again, liberals, political liberals, are more likely to be vegetarians and vegans than the other way around. Not sure of the causality there. But I need to give you the numbers. 5% of Americans say that they are vegetarians, and that really hasn't changed since 1999 when we first asked about it. Vegans, that's 3%. And again, that hasn't changed much since 2012 when we last asked about, are you a vegan or not?
Frank, let's turn to politics and specifically President Donald Trump's poll numbers.
President Trump tweeted, quote, wow, highest poll numbers in the history of the Republican Party. That includes honest Abe Lincoln and Ronald Reagan.
Was Gallup or other pollsters at it back in the days of Abraham Lincoln?
Well, they weren't. But we do wonder what he was talking about. Other people have looked at this as well. Highest poll numbers in the history of the Republican Party. Now, does that mean highest overall poll numbers? Does that mean the highest number among Republicans? And does that mean the highest at this point, a year and a half into his administration? Or does it mean the highest across all the other Republicans' entire administration since Eisenhower when we first started polling?
Is it a true statement in any of those metrics?
I would have to say no, we can't find real support for this statement. Now, among Republicans, Trump does do well. His approval rating vacillates anywhere from 85 to 88%. In fact, in one weekly poll, we had it up to 90% among Republicans, so that is high. But again, not the highest. Eisenhower, the two Bushes, Richard Nixon, Reagan, all of them had approval ratings at one point or the other in the 90% range, so that's not unusual across an entire president's term. So, putting it all together, we don't find any support however we look at it, for this statement that the president made or tweeted over the last week or two.
Gallup may not, but does the president cite an alternate polling service to substantiate his contentions?
Well, that's a good question, and I looked that up, and we don't know what he's talking about. We don't know which poll he's referring to. And other people who've written some pieces about this tweet, other people interested in polling, can't find the poll he's referring to either. Our suspicion is that he, watching television, saw somebody reference some poll, probably his rating among Republicans, which, as I mentioned, is quite high in the upper 80s. And in one poll, in one instance, with one comparison standard, maybe somebody said it's the highest in the history of the Republican Party, and that's what he glommed onto and then tweeted. But we don't know exactly which poll he's referring to. And based on our Gallup numbers, which again go back to Dwight Eisenhower, I can't find any substantiation for his tweet.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.